بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأما الأحاديث فالأول عن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: وردت علي الأمم، إلى آخر الحديث. We are in this chapter of that we should develop yaqeen, full trust on Allah Ta'ala and tawakkul, and we should put our trust only on Allah Ta'ala. With regard to that, we read various ayat of the Quran Sharif, and now the hadith with regard to that. The first hadith is narrated from Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma wa anhum. We will do part of it. It's a little bit of a lengthy hadith, and so we will do part of it. In it, Hazrat Abdullah Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu says, قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, that Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أُرِضَتْ عَلَيَّ الْأُمَمُ, that the ummats of the previous Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam were presented in front of me. That is how they will come on the day of Qiyamah, all the ummats, how they will come. فَرَأَيْتُ النَّبِيُّ وَمَعَهُ رُحَيْتُ, and in that I saw one Nabi, and with him was just a small group of people, just a few people with him. One Nabi wa ma'ahu rajulun aw rajulan, and I saw a Nabi, and with him was just one or two people. And this also the ulama explained, that though if a Nabi, there were those Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam who nobody listened to, but that Nabi was 100% successful because he fulfilled the mission of Allah Ta'ala and he delivered the message to the people. The people were unsuccessful that they did not listen. It isn't that if nobody listens to you that you are unsuccessful. As long as you do your work, you convey the message and in the correct way, then you are successful. Being unsuccessful is for those people who do not listen and who do not obey. One Nabi walaysa ma'ahu ahad, and a Nabi was presented also and there was nobody with that Nabi. Ith rufiya li sawadun azim, and then a huge group of people were presented. Fazanantu annahum ummati, and I thought this must be my ummah. Because as we read in other hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants his ummah to be the biggest on the day of Qiyamah. So when I saw this very great amount, huge amount of people, then I thought that must be my ummah. فقيل لي, then it was said to me, هذا موسى وقومه, this is Musa alayhi salam and his people, the Bani Israel who followed Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. ولكن انظر إلى الأفق, but it was told to me that look at the horizon. فَنَظَرْتُ فَإِذَا سَوَادٌ عَظِيمٌ, and then I saw at the horizon a very huge group. فَقِيلَ لِي, and then it was said to me, أُنظُرْ إِلَى الْأُفُقِ الْآخِرِ, look at the other horizon as well. فَإِذَا سَوَادٌ عَظِيمٌ, and there also I saw a very very huge group. فَقِيلَ لِي, then it was said to me, هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكْ, this is your ummah. This very the largest group of people on the day of Qiyamah will be the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَمَعَهُمْ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفًا يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ وَلَا عَذَابٍ, and amongst this very huge group and in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there will be 70,000 people who will enter Jannat without any hisab, kitab, and nor any azab. They won't have to first go into Jahannam and then go into Jannat. As we will read in front, these are those people that would put their full trust on Allah Ta'ala. They did not take any type of ta'weez also. There is explanation and detail in that as we will come, that these are those people basically who, according to the chapter, and it is quoted in this chapter, that these people who put their full trust on Allah Ta'ala, they did not resort to any other means, they just had their trust in Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Also, there is a discussion amongst the ulama that here it is said 70,000. Because normally in the Arabs, the word 70 was used for kathrat. That means there will be many such people. Not necessarily only exactly 70,000, but many such people. But in any case, the important lesson for us to learn, as we will read more in detail as we read the hadith, that we must put our full trust in Allah Ta'ala. Have yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala. And we should not take any type of ta'weez, etc. And if it is any haram ta'weez, that is completely out of the question. Any haram treatment, whether it is any haram medicine also, or whether it is any haram therapy also, anything else, going to sangomas, etc., going to the wrong people, whether it is females, whether it is alimas, or whoever is doing any wrong thing, that we should totally, that comes in shirk, totally wrong. But what is permissible, that is referred to here, that a person stays away even from that and he puts his full trust only on Allah Ta'ala. So this is a thing that a person should develop in his life, that he has his full yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala and full tawakkul on Allah Ta'ala alone. The great rewards he will see in the akhirah. Yeah, in this world he might go through some difficulty and hardship, but for him Allah will make it easy. The people will think that he's going through difficulties and hardship, but he himself will have complete contentment in his heart. He won't be disturbed or worried or perplexed or terrified in any way, though outwardly it might seem that he's in difficulty, but inside he's happy that he's putting his full trust on Allah Ta'ala. And on the day of Qiyamah it will be seen clearly what the great honor of these people will be. May Allah make us amongst those people. As it comes in the hadith, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, one sahabi asked and said, make me amongst them, make dua for me that Allah makes them amongst them. Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam made dua. Another sahabi also asked, and Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, your brother has gone ahead of you. That is, he has taken that to honor already. So anyway, we should make that an effort and honor, effort and try that we have this full yaqeen and trust on Allah Ta'ala. May Allah, out of his fadl and karam, include us all amongst those people.